On, I have somebody that went and saw Grambling State win their conference championship last week in the SWAC.
Let me guess. Jay Morgan.
It was Jay Morgan.
I know that hoops head.
That's right.
By the way, I actually was thinking about Jay Morgan the other day. Why was it? I was thinking to myself.
Probably watching a movie or something.
I watched something that I – oh, it was today I thought about him this morning. I hate First Take.
Okay.
Hate it.
I don't really watch it. It's the worst freaking
show on planet Earth, at least in my opinion.
I see.
But I love Mad Dog. And I watched that I now watch it on Wednesday. And I was thinking to myself, damn it, Jay Morgan, you were right about something. Because Mad Dog, do you know what he said? Like, he got in an argument today about something. And guess what they said to him? Oh, it was the gambling guy. He was like, well, Mad Dog, just go eat a gummy, drink some Tito's, and throw up, you know, 10K on a game and you'll feel better. And I was like, damn it, I love Jay Morgan for that because I think Mad Dog is my hero. And I didn't even know that.
Mad Dog is a gem for sure.
He is a legend. Now, we got the tournament starting tomorrow. It's 11:15 is going to be the tip. It's the first game, just the tip, because all the action follows. Did you know that?
That's right.
Dude, once you get the tip on March Madness, it is Thursday from 11:15 until you go to bed Sunday night. It is balls to the walls. It's going to be wild, man. We got basketballs bouncing everywhere. Michigan State, Tom Izzo. Mississippi State. My man Dan's been doing some stuff down there, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Dan?
Who?
Isn't that his name? What's the coach from it? Man, I got
Chris Jans.
Chris yes. Dan.
Hey, you know, tomato, tomato.
Four letters, three letters.
First letter is a letter off.
Oh, it's not even Dan. Man, why was
Jans,
I saying?
Jans, yeah.
No, why was I saying Dan, though?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he doesn't look like, I don't know, I kind of liked him in this SEC tournament.
Yeah, no, he's a good coach.
He's all right. You know, he's got DJ Jeffries doing his thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, DJ's played well.
He's been doing his thing. But I love Chris Jans' Mississippi State team against Tom Izzo. A lot of people are saying, how can you bet against Izzo in the first round? Well, because this is the worst Michigan State team that I think he's brought into the NCAA tournament. Like, this is a team that did not even win 20 games. How does Tom Izzo get a 9 seed at 19-14? Like, how is that?
Because his name's Izzo.
Because his name is Izzo. And all the money, by the way, is on Tom Izzo in Michigan State. Man, I'm telling you, Vegas, they don't back themselves up against a wall and take on all comers. I mean, think about what Vegas does. They literally back themselves against the wall and they take on everybody. Bring it. They do that because they win money. Money's on Michigan State. Money's on Tom Izzo. Mississippi State and them Bulldogs taking care of business. And not only do I like Mississippi State in game number one, I can't wait to see what the draw is in week number two.
Mm.
To who? This is a team. The SEC is taking over. It just means freaking more. It really does. I love this game. Now, if you look at the 9 and 8 matchups, was it you that sent me that really crazy text the other day, or was that Mike Brewer?
I think that might have been Mike Brewer.
Like, the 9-8 matchups are fascinating. A lot of good stuff going on, but man, Mississippi State, do you not think that they could actually make the Sweet 16? Because if they get past Michigan State, they're probably going to play North Carolina, because I don't think Wagner is going to beat North Carolina. They only have 7 players.
Yeah, I would bet against that.
But, bro, after watching Virginia and the way I feel about the ACC, do you not see Mississippi State drop-kicking North Carolina and being the first number one team out? If I'm a betting man, and I'm already bet. Yeah. North Carolina is the first number one seed out. Purdue has an easy walk. UConn is just damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be quite frank. Purdue, again, has that easy walk. Who's the other
Houston.
Number one? Oh, Kelvin Sampson's a baller. He's in Memphis. I don't know. Memphis hadn't been too kind to Kelvin, though. He'll get through the first weekend. I don't think Texas A&M. Man, I hope Texas A&M. I like Texas A&M. I like Mississippi State. These are two of the the lower seeded SEC teams that I absolutely love. I like Tennessee too, but I will say my other favorite bet, and I've already brought it up, is Sanford. You need to get on it right now. It is going down. It's now down to 7.5. Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
It's only +250 right now on the money line.
Wow.
Think about that. Kansas, Samford is +250.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me, man. It's the truth. Right now, you need to jump on some Buckyball and get it now if you want to bet it. But the other game I love is the Illini. And I mentioned about Morehead State yesterday with David Cobb, mm-hmm, and how it's kind of like a weird situation because, again, their star player got in a lot of trouble because of basically Morehead State. I think they roll. They're -11.5 right now. Have you looked at how bad Morehead State really is?
I've not. I've watched them play once or twice, but I have not looked at their the season in a whole.
Terrence Shannon Jr. and Marcus Damask will have 50, 60 points combined easily in this game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
-11.5. In a Illini team right now who just came off the Big Ten championship, Terrence Shannon Jr. right now is doing everything he can to make as much money as he can because he's got legal battles to deal with. You got to pay them lawyers, you know what I'm saying?
Got to.
Bro's got to go perform. He's actually working for something. He's not pulling a Kansas. He's not pulling a Kevin. That's just terrible. Terrible. That's he's bad. Not going to play. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to bet a lot of money, take the Illini. Take Mississippi State. You know what else you need to take other than Sanford? What about Drake? You talked about him yesterday. You put him in as the, I think, the most flaccid team.
Uh-huh. That's right. Or one of them, at least. One Longwood, of them. Longwood, Morehead, Drake.
A lot of flaccid teams.
Mm-hmm.
I love Drake. I love some Drake. If they don't beat the absolute tar out of Washington State, it is not even going to make no sense to me. Have you watched Washington State this year?
I have.
About as average as they can. They have – they're the most average team. Like, you look at Virginia and you kind of question the committee. I look at Washington State and I question the committee.
Mm.
Like, where they're seated and why. They're going to get smoked by Drake. How in the hell are they actually – how in the world – is this basically a pick 'em game?
Because Washington State beat up on a bad Pac-12 all season.
They did, and it's a terrible Pac-12. This is a team that won 24 games, and I don't think they have a chance against Drake.
Mm.
Omaha, baby, it's going down. Right now, you can get Drake right now on the money line -115. Don't worry about taking a -1. Like, I don't know. That didn't even make sense. Lay a point, play 110. I mean, if you win by one and you kiss your sister, how mad would you be if you didn't pay that extra $5? I don't think it's going to be a 1-point game. I think Drake drubs Washington State. Like, just beats the brakes off of them. One of my favorite games. A lot of reasons, too, by the way.
Here's a question for you, John, and I was just thinking about this. Obviously, Drake's head coach has been thrown out there for a lot of jobs. We hear that a lot with college football when it comes to bowl season. Oh, that coach, he's ready to leave. His name's in a bunch of jobs. He's going to leave. But you don't hear that sentiment when it comes to the NCAA tournament for basketball. Why is it, do you think? Because I think a lot of people think Drake's head coach is moving on after this season. Indiana State is still playing in the NIT. Their coach, I'm pretty sure, is like silently in an agreement to be the next coach at St. Louis. Might even be out already. Why do we not see that same sentiment in college basketball that we see so much in college football, do you think?
Because college football is that much bigger.
Mm. Yeah, that's like a good point.
Like, size does matter.
Yeah.
Like, whatever she sold you, bro, it's not true. It's not the ocean. It's not the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Size matters.
Yeah.
Just look at the National Football League.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And in college basketball, think about how many jobs there actually are that matter.
That's true.
There's so many more. And by the way, how many great college basketball coaches are actually out there?
That's a good question.
In people's opinion, that is.
Mm.
College football, Like, when you assemble talent and you win games, you get clout. How many coaches in the SEC in college football don't get hella clout?
That's a good point.
The Big Ten, hella clout. In college basketball, you don't really pay attention to it until now. I know I've been watching it since the Super Bowl ended, but remember, like, I can't stand that basketball starts before that, like, before Christmas. It drives me crazy. Now, I'll pay attention to the Tigers because I was really excited back then, but you know how that ended. But it really, I think it has to be just simply the amount of eyeballs. I mean, Cal is making so much money, it's not even funny, over in Kentucky, and he has one championship. And you're like, and I know that sounds even crazy to come out my mouth. He only has one championship. Well, damn, only one team cuts down the nets every year. It ain't easy. But college basketball, I think you just have, I mean, Will Wade is at McNeese with the Cowboys. There's good coaches, and then good coaches go to big programs and become bad coaches. I fired Tony Bennett this morning.
You no. did, except I had to get it out of you. You didn't want to fire him at first.
Just because I'm a little bit low, bro.
But maybe that's how you get feeling better. You fire somebody. You think all these people that are in positions of power, you think they just fire people because they're supposed to? You know, they get off on it. You're fired, you know? Who said that? There was some guy that always said, you're fired.
That was
I think he ran the country.
Oh, that was a TV show.
Yeah, it was the Apprentice, wasn't it?
Actually, yeah, and I didn't ever watch it, but I do know there was you're fired.
Uh-huh.
And there was like some lady named Elma Rosa or something.
I don't know. She
was always in the news. Like, she was a couple Hardinwood stories back in the day.
Of course she was.
But yeah, I didn't know much about that either. But basketball, big situation going on again. We're starting our bankroll. We're firing tomorrow as big as we can at 11:15 on Mississippi State. They're going to take care of business. It means more in the SEC. It really does. Duquesne is playing BYU. That's on the True TV. We found out where that channel was last night.
Sure did. And Impractical Jokers right after
featuring
Anthony Davis. How about that?
That was
I'd already seen that.
I was going to say it's pretty on point.
Yeah, how about that?
By the way, though, Xfinity. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
They're the a-holes. Yeah, screw Xfinity. Yeah, I just wanted to say that again. If you ever cut my cable off again during basketball, I promise you I'm coming for you.
You did that?
Oh, yeah. I had to leave. I had to leave
last
my
night?
Home. Last night?
Oh, wow.
I had to leave my house and drive far away to the half shell, which is a block away.
Not very far. Felt like a long time when you were missing action.
Oh, it did. Especially when you got money on the games, you know what I mean? Especially with that Wagner-Howard game. That was actually a really damn good basketball game, and I needed the Bison to come back and close the deal, and they couldn't.
Almost did.
But Mississippi State will. And the second game on True TV, man, is BYU really 10 points better than Duquesne?
I mean, here's the thing about BYU. I mean, you don't know what BYU you're going to get.
If they're in three-pointers, if Khalifa is bombing stuff from outside, if he's playing the Jokic role, they're going to be good.
If we see what we saw a week ago against UCF in their first round, then yes, they'll beat Duquesne by 10 points. But if the shots aren't falling like last night, Howard, they kept talking about and kept bringing up, this year Howard has made their money on the three-point shot, the catch and shoot, and the shot just wasn't falling last night. And that's the big reason why they lost.
All I kept thinking about was Alabama.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just keep thinking about Nate Oates and this Alabama team that lives and dies by the three.
And that's BYU.
And let me tell you something. You can get hot. People say you can't get hot for six games.
Oh, sure I can.
Dude, look at Rick Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that they won it way back when? Shooting three.
That's right.
It can happen. But I mean, when I see Nate Oates' team, it gives me a little pause for cause. But back to the games that are tomorrow. Akron and Creighton, I have no feeling on this game. I hate the line. It's 13.5 points. It's a 3. It's a 14. It's a 3 I don't really believe in. But the boys out in Vegas believe in Creighton. I just feel like the third team from the Big East, was kind of like, you know, puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
And, baby, you know what? They definitely should have got somebody else in because Virginia didn't belong.
I would have taken all three of those Big East teams that didn't make it and Indiana State over
and
where
Indiana
I saw
State.
Last night
yeah,
from,
that was
from
pathetic. by what Virginia did. And by the way, like it's watching a conference die. Like, it was embarrassing when Florida State goes undefeated. Mm. Undefeated. And yes, they lost their quarterback and they can't get in. ACC's down. Oh, but in basketball, when you got Virginia going out there and showing what they showed last night,
mm-hmm.
whew, how many people right now who pick North Carolina to be a national champion feel like absolute ass this morning?
That's a good question.
Like, I mean, I know one thing. I would be like, damn, I should have been listening to John. He's been saying all year long you can't win a national championship with 2 6-foot guards because they can't guard anyone. But I just don't believe in Creighton, and that line is weird. So I'm probably not going to touch that because I'm going to have a lot of money on Mississippi State. Wagner in North Carolina, and as much crap as I've talked about the ACC, Wagner has seven players. Seven. North Carolina is going to blow the doors off, but you got to lay 23.5. It's a large line. Man, I think they do it.
I think so, too.
I think they beat Wagner so bad, it is not funny.
I want to see if KenPom has stuff up for that
game. Armando Bacot is going to destroy. Like, he's going to look like he belongs in the NBA.
What I don't understand last night, they went to the half. Wagner had two guys with three fouls and, like, three or four guys with two fouls.
And
Howard did not push the issue. And it ended up, I think, two guys had four fouls.
Yeah, seven players is all you have.
Exactly. And Howard, just for some reason. So I think North Carolina
speeds
them up. That
was all about them living by the three, though.
No, you're absolutely
right. Do you know what I mean? Like, Howard didn't take advantage of the way the game was being officiated at all.
Wow. KenPom only has North Carolina winning. Hold up, I just lost it. 76-54. So that's right there on the line. That's what, 22? So that's right there. What was the line again? 23.5. Yeah, that's right there. Wow. I still like it though.
I love Oregon.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the 3 o'clock game on the TNT.
I really like that one.
Yeah, you ever been to Paris?
I have not been to Paris, no.
Okay.
Have you been to Paris?
Of course.
I knew a couple people from Paris, but
what did you know about them? They like they lived in Paris.
Yeah, they like grew up in Paris.
They speak French.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Paris, Tennessee.
Oh no! I've been to Paris, Tennessee too.
Or you're talking about the actual Paris? Very different. Paris, Tennessee, and Paris, France.
I just brought it up because Lamont, I like him.
He's a good coach, but
I don't feel like he's about to get his brains beat out. I think the Ducks blow the doors off of South Carolina.
I'm with you. But I'm also kind of scared because I've heard so many people
jump on the Ducks.
They're all like, oh, this is exactly what they say. The Ducks are going to win this game, and it's going to be because of Enfali Dante. I like Enfali Dante.
He feels like he's been there forever.
I honestly,
he's healthy.
He is. I wanted to figure out when he was a freshman because it feels like he's been there forever.
Like 2017, it feels like.
I honestly think so. I think he was the same class as a prominent Tiger, but I'm not positive because they've had a couple of good bigs go through there. But I don't know. That feels like a game where, like, we're all on the same page of, like, oh, yeah, and then it just doesn't happen.
Man, I would say one thing. I believe that the Pac-12 is down. I believe the SEC is up. But in this game, I just got to go quack, quack, duck, duck. I can't help myself.
John?
Uh-oh.
Top five players in the same class as Enfali Dante.
I have no idea what class he was in.
I'm not going to tell you because then you'll know. Number five, R.J. Hampton.
Damn.
Number four, Isaiah Stewart. Number three, Cole Anthony. Number two, James Wiseman. I was right. And number one, Anthony Edwards.
You were right. Dude, and by the way, Ant-Man is the only one who actually has lived up, and he has become –
Cole Anthony's been fine. Isaiah Stewart's been okay.
Cole Anthony in Orlando, I can just – bro, Cole – okay, you know what? You're right. Cole Anthony is good.
He's fine, yeah.
He's an NBA player.
Yes, he is. You can't say the same as Ant-Man
right now might be a top 10 player in the entire league, and he might be taking this John over.
The only reason I remember that Enfali Dante and James Wiseman were in the same class because Memphis went
out. How the hell did you know that?
Because Memphis went out to Portland and played Oregon. It was the last game that James Wiseman played in. I believe. And or maybe he didn't play that game. He played, but he only played like 3 minutes, I think, or something like that. And the buildup was Nfali Dante versus James Wiseman. It's going to be a big game, big matchup. And for some reason, that stuck with me forever.
Man, I'm glad it stuck with you because that was pretty good. Now, the other thing I needed to tell everybody about gambling tomorrow, it's very, very important. Teams that are entering the NCAA tournament off a 20-plus
loss. You saw this, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is one thing that gives me a pause for South Carolina. But I honestly do feel like South Carolina and Kansas are about to change this number a little bit. Now, listen to this stat. Teams entering the NCAA tournament off a 20-point-plus loss are 23-10-1. That's 70% in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That goes all the way back to 2005. So you go back to 2005. Houston got their ass whipped in the championship. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
They got beat down. Clemson, embarrassing over in the ACC, and the ACC is embarrassing. Kansas is terrible. I've been saying it all year. Show me the money, people. Send me some love, because if you've been betting against them like I have, you made a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech also got blown out the door. And also South Carolina. These are the teams. South Carolina, Texas Tech, Kansas, Clemson, and Houston. There's five teams that are coming off a 20-point-plus loss. 70% of the times they cover the spread in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I'm sorry, man. South Carolina and Kansas are both in that 30%. They're raising the average. And I don't believe in Clemson either. So I guess that you need to bet all your money on Houston and Texas Tech. Because somebody's got to come in.
You're right. I mean, you got to think one of those. If it's 70%, five teams, one out of five would be 20%. So you got to think one team doesn't cover. I saw this on Twitter, and I'm guessing it's true, unless they just Photoshop
this. Dude, everything on the Photoshop. X is true.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Theo Lawson, who I believe covers Gonzaga basketball. Yeah, Gonzaga basketball for the Spokane Review. They're in Salt Lake City for their first game. And in the arena in Salt Lake City, the Wi-Fi network name or password, I don't know if it's the password or the name to get in, is Jordan Pushed Off.
Get out of town.
Yeah, how about that? Jordan Pushed Off, no spaces. Jordan, the J in Jordan, the P in Pushed, and the O in F all capitalized.
I like it.
Yeah, how about that? So at least, you know, they're not still bitter about Jordan hitting the game winner.
No, they're not bitter at all. They're not bitter at all. Now, NC State, they're getting 4.5 points. That's a dog that I love, another dog that I love on the money line. And guess what that goes against?
Who are they playing against, South Carolina?
They're playing Texas Tech. Did you hear the stat?
Yeah,
so
they're
right
part
now,
of that team.
I don't know if you know this. The only team, so South Carolina, Texas Tech, Kansas, Clemson, and Houston are the five teams.
Wow.
I only have one team winning and covering the spread, even though since 2005, 70% of these teams have come in 23-10-1. The other side is due.
Yeah.
Dacus. Wow. The pendulum's always swing.
It swings, yeah, you're
they
right about
swing
that.
This way, and then all the way back the other direction.
Here we go.
I'm telling you right now, we're rocking in fire. Damn, I'm late for a break. I am so sorry. We're going to take a quick time out. We're going to be back in two shakes. We'll talk a little gambling. We'll talk a little Hardenwood. Everything just feels so good on a Wednesday, the day before the NCAA tournament starts on Sports 56.98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11, here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus. Have you finished watching the baseball game?
Yeah, no, I finished it during your first hour.
So oh, you did? Good. Okay. Yeah. By the way, if you didn't notice, people, I have not said a word
about
baseball.
Congrats to the Dodgers.
Dude, Shohei Ohtani getting his first RBI.
How about that? It was, smoke
huge.
Rocket. I mean, good Lord.
Huge.
Is his wife now going to be like a lesser version of Taylor Swift? Seemed like anytime he did anything, they would like pan over to his wife and she would, you know.
I don't know why they kept panning over to his wife, to be honest with you. I wanted to see the girl who threw out the first pitch.
Did she throw it out again?
No, she did not.
I didn't think
so. Damn it. When the game was on about four, like,
you're, like, looking for
6 o'clock this morning,
uh-huh.
You know, you're looking at the X in between innings.
Yeah. You know, trying to find
she
somebody.
She was trending again.
Of course she was. Yeah.
And I'm just going to tell you something. I'm thinking about moving to Japan.
Korea.
Korea, sorry. Man, you know what? It's over there. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee, Kentucky, what's the difference?
That's right.
Mississippi, Alabama, they all run together.
That's right.
It's the South, damn it. It's over there. But I will say, I was intrigued by the baseball action. If you did not know, we actually have another game coming on this morning. What, 4:30 in the morning?
I believe it's 4:30. Yeah, I think today was at 5. I think tomorrow is at 4:30. They were running the advertisements for it.
Most anticipated start I've ever. Like,
yeah, I'm excited for it.
Do you know who's pitching for the Dodgers tomorrow?
Yamamoto.
Do you
know
how much they paid this fool?
I think it's 5. Too much money.
Over $300 million guaranteed. Yeah. Was it 324?
Yeah. So it's going to be Yamamoto versus Joe Musgrove and his big ears.
Joe, you going down, son? Going down, son? Give me back my son. By the way, give me back some Tito's, bro. I don't know if you know this. It's 12:39. That means you've made it past noon. Feels like it's Tito's time. You know what? Every time that you feel a little bit low, bro, when life hands you lemons, don't freak out, don't fret, don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Always make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. It is gluten-free. It is the best spirit in the world. It is 6 times distilled, instilled in classic copper pots. It's delicious. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. You can put it in a Bloody Mary, a martini, a Cosmo. You can throw, like, all kinds of good stuff. Just make sure you start with the best. Any drink, any spirit around, if you start with the best, it's going to go down. Make sure you get on some Tito's. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
All right. You know I talk about my life a lot, sadly. Usually is a little more upbeat.
Sure. And sometimes it's not as upbeat. And sometimes you tell stories to me off air that give me anxiety, and I don't have anxiety.
I don't bring them to the air, though.
Uh-huh.
I don't bring them to the
like
air.
Like some of your Sunday afternoon NFL habits.
Oh, come on now. That's not even worthy of a Xanax.
Oh, good Lord. I feel like I need it. Good Lord.
This morning, though, that's worthy of like 10 Xanax.
Yes.
And a bunch of double Tito's. But what was I? Oh, yeah. I talk about my life. And this morning I'm watching Mad Dog because I don't watch First Take, but damn it, I love me some Doggy. And he was on that joint, and J.J. Redick was with him.
J.J. Redick has a new podcast with LeBron James.
Dude, that's where I
was
going.
Oh, is that where you're going?
Bro, like, it's cool, man. I appreciate you actually know the story.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm watching, and I find out through this that LeBron James and J.J. Redick now have a podcast.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know what I had to do right after that, don't you?
You went and watched it.
No, I didn't. Oh. I just wanted to see what Draymond Green had to say about it.
Oh, geez. Did Draymond Green say something about it?
See, I think he's, you know, like, I can't tell if Draymond Green is ever serious.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Or he's just screwing with everybody. Man, I had to think for a minute because I couldn't think of another word other than the F one. Like, it took me that long. Did you hear that pause?
Mm-hmm.
That means my brain is not working.
Keep going. Figure it out yourself.
I was like, I can't say this on air.
You can't.
And you know what? It's great to have a pause every once in a while. But, man, J.J. Redick, LeBron James, Draymond Green is not happy. He's like, LeBron, I can't tell if he's serious, but he's like, LeBron, you've never been on the Draymond Green show. Like, why are you doing a podcast and not coming on my show first? And I can't. And he said he don't like the fact that J.J. and LeBron are doing a show. And I will tell you right now, I don't really give a damn what JJ says because I've never liked him. He's another dookie. Him and Jay Billis and JJ and all them dookies. Go jump in a lake. Go take a long walk off a short pier. Like, bounce. But LeBron James now and JJ Redick, two people that I'm not just like the greatest fans of. Like, I love LeBron James' game. Like, I love watching the man. He's great on the court. Bro, he's a badass. But I don't need to hear his opinion. I've heard it enough. Like, do you not think this is a bad move for LeBron James? Because I feel like this is one of the dumb... He doesn't make dumb decisions. The man's a billionaire. He's a great. He's lasted 20 years. His body, his lifestyle, his kids, all that stuff is wonderful. But, bro, you're about to open yourself up to some haters.
I watched about the first 10, 15 minutes
you
of
actually
the podcast.
You
actually
did.
It's one of the greatest podcasts I've
Get the
ever,
hell out of here.
Watched.
I'm done with you.
I've ever watched.
You're fired.
But here's the thing, John.
Why was it so good? JJ annoys the hell out of me, and LeBron James annoys the hell out of me, and I don't care about his damn opinion. So why did you like it?
But it's not really opinion. They're just talking basketball, and they're talking like schemes
things. LeBron's just talking hoops on there?
Literally. I mean, they one clip that's been going around.
Well, if they do that. If they are going in there after hoop heads, because Draymond Green's podcast is not about hoop heads.
Right, right. The first like 10-6 minutes
like,
or
you
so.
You ever watch, like, what is it, Bussin' with the Boys?
Yeah.
Like, that's one I love.
Sure.
That ain't about.
Right.
Like, they ain't breaking down.
Right.
Like, they're making fun of sports. Like, they did the all-white team, remember?
Sure, yeah.
Against the all-black team, all-pro thing.
Right.
Like, they make fun of, like, situations and issues. Like Will Compton talks like very self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, you can't tell if he's serious. So J.J. Redick and LeBron James are getting on a podcast and all they're talking about is X's and O's.
From what I've seen, like I said,
well,
I got something.
Send that podcast to Penny. Okay? Yeah, do me a favor. Send that podcast to Penny because if they're talking X's and O's, I know somebody needs to learn them.
Yeah. So the first like 6 or 7 minutes of the podcast is literally just J.J. Redick sitting there explaining to you basic offensive scheme. So he's talking horns. He's talking, I forget what all he goes through. Fist. He goes through a handful of them.
The horns and the fist, bro. When you put them together, that's a shocker.
There you go. And then I know there's one clip that's going around where LeBron James is talking about a very popular inbounds play under the basket. And he's talking about how he would defend it if he was drawing up the defense. And so they kind of talk through that. It's extremely interesting. It's fascinating.
Honestly. Does he say Darvin Ham shouldn't be coaching?
You know, John, I haven't gotten that far into the podcast, so I don't think so. But I don't think so.
Well, that's the podcast. I got a lot more information than I expected.
You're welcome.
I just really honestly thought to myself that I just didn't know they were going to just talk hoops. How can you just talk X's and O's for like a long time?
Well, so I think this one is more like schemes and stuff like that. I think the next one
is
going to be more about.
Like, I was going to say, like, let's just say, you know, it's an election year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very polarizing. Like, it is. Like, people are like, whoa. Like, by the way, whatever happened to, like, I don't even know how to explain this because, like, it just doesn't exist anymore. Like, both sides, like, kind of being nice and kind of working things out. Like, whatever happened to, like, working together? You know, like, hey, you might have different ideas about how we get to this position.
Sure.
But let's work together because we're both going in the same direction.
Right.
Whatever happened to that?
Good question. I don't know.
Because that's not how it is. It's like all or nothing. F you. So it's an election year, basically.
It is.
And LeBron is opening up a podcast in an election year. I'm just saying, man.
So you think this is not that they're going to start it about sports and
I'm
that
just
it's
saying,
gonna turn
this thing
very quickly
is going
into not
to turn
sports.
Quickly not, and it's going to turn some people on big time, like 50% of the population.
Yeah.
And then it's going to turn the other 50% of the population completely off.
Mm.
And if I'm LeBron, I'm a billionaire. I don't need half the country hating me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's already got enough haters. I'm sure he's got enough lovers too.
Sure.
Did you see him flirting with that like hot girl the other night that was sitting courtside?
Yeah, it was two.
That was hilarious, bro.
He was telling him Happy International Women's Day.
Dude, I know why he was telling them Happy International Women's Day because both of them were like nines. You know what I'm saying? Solid nines. You can't rake women anymore. I just did. Now, what was my other Hardenwood story other than the podcast?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Angel Reese is single.
Really?
Dude, the day after she comes out about her nudes, and if you didn't know, these are AI generated. AI, we talked about it yesterday, is crazy. Like, it can, you said it can put anybody's face on basically anybody's body. Like, if you haven't seen the Theo Vaughn where he's a short person, or like a height challenged individual, he put his face on a little man and it was hilarious. Angel Reese, she wasn't too excited about her herself being put out there like that. But then, like today, you know what she came out and said?
I'm single and ready to mingle.
Cameron Fletcher, we OV, bro.
She was dating Cameron Fletcher?
Yeah, she was dating Cameron.
I did not know that.
Yeah, bro. They had a little hoops love, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, how about that?
You didn't know that?
I had no idea.
Come on, man. You got to be keeping up with everybody. Like,
yeah,
you don't.
Sorry.
Man, so you definitely don't follow WAGs, do you?
I don't. You're right.
Wives and girlfriends, bro. You got to keep up. Just follow WAGs. You'll know all the wives. You'll know all the girlfriends. You'll know where to step and where not to step.
Yeah. I just know I saw a video on social media the other day where these, like, influencers were at LSU and they, like, met Kim Mulkey and she was like, yeah, go talk to my girls in there. Go try to sweeten them up. And so they, like, went into the locker room, were, like, talking, you know, like, hanging out with the girls, and they were, like, going out to practice court. And one of them was like, hey, Angel, can I get a date? And everyone was like, ooh. And then she was like, no, I got a boyfriend. And then one of them was like, and he'll kill you. And I was like, oh my gosh. I didn't know it was Cameron Fletcher.
Yeah, it was Cameron.
How about that?
Bro, by the way, you know what, Angel Reese? He's single as well. How you like that?
I guess so.
Hey, ladies, hit him up. Who do you think?
He'll kill the boys that
flirt
with you.
Who do you think is going to do better? Angel Reese or Cameron in their singleness?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe Angel Reese.
Why? Because it's easier to be a woman?
I did not say that at all.
I feel like that's exactly what you were implying. Or at least if you weren't, I threw it out there.
I think you did.
Well, I'm just saying it is easier to be a woman. Like, honestly. I mean, if you want a date, right? Is it not?
I've never been a woman, so I have no idea.
You ever, met a dude who says no? I haven't met many of them.
I don't know how to go about this conversation.
Those are called T's, by the way, just so you know.
Guys that say no?
Yeah, because that means they're, like, not in. Or they might not be T's, they might just be G's.
Huh. Or maybe they just, you know, don't find you attractive or don't, you know, want to do whatever you want to do.
If you are at least a 5.5, you don't hear the word no very often.
I see.
How many times do, like, 10s hear no's when they're a man?
Huh.
It's tough being a man out here.
I don't know.
Yeah,
John, I don't go out much, so I couldn't help.
Man, I hope all you men look good, though. Go to Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. You can get all the threads that you need to, like, walk like you are the man. You should be the man. You are the man. I'm not going to emasculate you on the radio. I'm going to tell you to go get some boots, some Western boots, some cowboy boots, get some dress boots, some work boots, get a good job, look good, feel good. You might get a good lady. And it can start with the way you dress. Go to 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. You can shop online at FrontierWesternStore.com. And by the way, Angel, you're single, ready to mingle. They have a ladies' boutique. Check them out. Frontier Western Store and FrontierWesternStore.com. Back in two shakes. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Usually I give you bets in this segment, but damn it, I don't think I'm betting tonight. I really don't. I don't like either one of these games unless Bryant Dacus can talk me into gambling. Do you like either one of them? Because I don't.
John, I don't love either of these games. I'm trying to see if I like anything in the NIT tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Nah, dude, tell Andy Kennedy to quit paying attention to the NIT.
Andy Kennedy, give me a break. Yeah, I don't love anything tonight in either. I had a good night last night in the NIT. Not a great night in the actual tournament.
Well, send me your picks. By the way, I got a take from Randy. It said, nice take this morning on the shifting attitudes in sports today. It's not about the team or their teammates anymore. It's all about the dollar. The dollar signs and the future. They don't want to play through injury like they used to. It's all about protecting the commodity and not risking injury or future earnings at this point. Don't get me started, Johnny. I don't mind players making big money. But we need to remember at the end of the day, these guys are getting paid tons of money to play a damn game. I think he's – I mean, nobody's worth $100 million realistically. But damn it, they getting paid it. We got to take a quick timeout. We'll be back in like, 22 hours. See y'all tomorrow. NCAA tournament starts at 11:15. Peace.